Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming Thursday, July 22nd, broadcast live from the Superior Livestock Auction Studios in Hudson Oaks, Texas. It'll be seen on SLA TV. That's Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The Superior Sunrise, 7:30 a.m., and the video auction itself starts 8 a.m. Central Time on the 22nd. 27,415 head will be offered, 3,400 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 4,700 weaned calves, and over 13,000 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com, or you can preview the video on a specific lot as well. For more information, contact Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, last week, USDA released the latest World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report, or the WASDE report. OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson says overall things look pretty good.
Well, they're looking relatively good. That was mostly good news in the report. A little bit of shady bad stuff. I like to look at ending stocks. That summarizes supply and the demand conditions. Looking at wheat, the market expected ending stocks to be 783 million bushels. They came in at 665. I think that's positive price-wise, and you can compare that to the June WASDE at 770. Going down to corn, the U.S. ending stocks at 1.43 billion bushels. That's above last month's 1.36, but it's right at expectations, so no impact there. Looking at world corn, they expected 11.4 billion bushels. They got 11.5, so a little bit of bad news, but not much there. And of course, the June was 11.46 billion bushels. Soybeans, man, beans are just tight. They expected 146 million bushels in the United States. It came in at 155, but what's 9 million among friends there when it's that tight? And it came in exactly the same as it was in June. World situation also tight, with the USDA coming in at 3.47. That's above the 3.5 expectation.
And how does this impact prices?
Well, we had a little price rally there, and as you expect, most everything was neutral to slightly positive. You had a 20-cent price increase in wheat, with Oklahoma prices somewhere around 590. You had a 25-cent increase in corn forward contract prices, with corn around 5.25. 25-cent increase in Milo prices, and they're at 595. Soybeans, a 30-cent price increase, not much in beans at $12.85, and we got a penny and a half in cotton at 89.5 cents.
What is the impact going to look like going forward?
Well, I think it sets the stage for positive moves in prices. At this level, I think we've got some room for prices to go on up, so it sets a good, solid foundation for prices. Could we have lower prices? Yes. But I think this report stabilized prices for a while.
What advice right now do you have for producers?
Right now, I think they need to get their computer and their pencil and calculator out, calculate budgets, know exactly what their cost of production is, and compare that to the prices, and figure out where they're making the most money and how they can continue to make a profit in farming.
To hear more from OSU's Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Northern Oklahoma's winning new wheat variety is Baker's Ann, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Ann honors former OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield, grazability, and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Still one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Ann provides top-tier protection against stripe rust and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.